Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
So what would you say are some of the best marketing strategies for online entrepreneurs?
So the goal really is you have a business when you can buy $2 for a dollar. That's the goal. That's effect, just to put it in its simplest form, a business is you basically can buy a dollar, you can buy $2 for a dollar. So if I can spend a dollar on Facebook and I can make $2 back, now I've got a business. The goal is to be able to get to the point to where you can buy customers profitably. So I know I can buy a customer for $20 and they're going to give me $30. And it's like a Coke machine. It's like a vending machine. You put the dollar in, you get the Coke out. You put the dollar in, you get the Coke out. Well, it's the same. You put $30 in, you get a or $20 in, you get a customer out that gives you $30. That's when you genuinely have a business. So it's going to be different for different businesses. So whether you're, depends on the product that you're selling. So for animal lovers and stuff like that, Facebook's going to be really, really good. Facebook's going to be really good. People like, you know, so cats on Facebook do really well, right? It's like you've got the possibility of things going viral.
Right,
it's a platform
right.
For you. If you're selling, let's say, emergency generators and you're in the survival niche, then again, where are those people consuming that content? Probably on YouTube.
Yeah.
Probably on YouTube. So you've got to, you know, you've got to ask yourself, well, one, how do people consume content? What modality? So animal lovers, maybe they're going to like pictures, right? They're going to like images. So Pinterest, possibly Instagram, possibly Facebook, possibly because they're consuming their content through graphics, through images. That's not going to work for, like, we'll use the generator example in the survival niche. They're consuming their content through video, probably on YouTube.
Yeah.
But again, it comes down to understanding your target market. What modality do they use to consume content? Do they read books? Do they look at pictures? Do they watch videos? And then where do those people hang out again? So there's no straightforward answer to it. It depends on the market that you're in. You've got, you know, the main ones are obviously Google, YouTube, and Facebook. Those are the main ones, Instagram. Those are the main ones. So figure out where your audience is and then just start to research that particular platform and how to get good at that platform.
And, you know, let's talk about profitability in those terms, yeah. Right? Let's say that I'm in that survival niche and my audience is consuming content on YouTube. And so I'm picking out a few different places yeah. where I can put my pre-roll ads and things like that. Well, you know, how do we ensure profitability? I love that you were talking about, you know, you give a dollar to Facebook and you get $2 out, right? Because you're getting, yeah. you're getting a customer that's going to give you more money than you paid to reach them. You know, no yeah. matter what, you're giving up something to get their contact information. You're giving up yeah. something to get them to come and visit your website. And then, right. you know, it's your job to make sure you're leading them through that funnel and that they can actually yeah. easily make a purchase. But how do we look at profitability when it comes to marketing?
So the thing to understand is, like, people complain about the cost per click, right? They say, well, you said a dollar on Amazon or whatever. It's like, well, how can I make a profit at a dollar a click? Or same with Facebook, it's like $5 or Google's $10 or whatever. It's like people go, it's too expensive. It's like that's not the right mindset. Like, advertising platforms are one of the few remaining free market environments out there. So what a click costs on Amazon is what the click is worth. So if it costs an average of a dollar per click and you're going, that's too expensive, how can you make money? Somebody's figured out a way to make money on the same product at a dollar per click, and they're happy to pay that. So you've got to look at the economics. So it's understanding stuff like average order cart value. What's your average cart value? So, you know, there's two things you can look at, right? You can say, how can I get my cost per click down? Or how can I get my average order cart value up?
Yeah.
Those are the things you need to look at. So when I see high cost per click, I don't go, oh my goodness, I get quite excited about that because it means that there's competition, which means that there's money. If there's no competition, there's no money. It's like the chances of you finding some quiet little watering hole over here that nobody knows about and you're going to have your little oasis paradise is not very high. If you found cheap keywords, if you found cheap clicks, there's a reason for that. You know, you probably haven't invented something that nobody else has thought of. So looking at stuff like packaging products is a great way. So well, let's talk about the survival, well, either one, the pet niche or the survival niche. It's like you could put a generator with water purification pills, with a tent, I don't know, whatever, or with the animal lover one, with the pet one, instead of just having like, you know, a cat basket, you could put a cat basket with some other products as well. So you're packaging products together to have a higher order cart value. And the second thing is, your money is never going to be made on the front end. You're never going to scale a business by simply selling a front end product. So your goal is really to break even on that front end sale. That first sale, your goal is to break even and then do such a great job of wowing the customer that they come back over and over again. So we make our first sale on Amazon, which we make for a break even or maybe even a little bit of a loss. But then we take them off of Amazon, we put them on our email list, we put them on our customer list, and we're able to sell them products over and over again over an extended period of time. And our profit margins are the 60, 70, 80% profit margins in those products versus Amazon getting that 80% margin in the initial sale. So average order cart value is important and lifetime client value is important.
I think what you brought up there, you know, so many Amazon sellers struggle with that because Amazon does not give you information about your customer, because they consider it their customer, right? They're like, hey, you're just selling here. These are our customers. Yes. And even if you drive traffic from off of Amazon to on Amazon to sell more products on Amazon, they still consider it their customer. And so it's very hard you have to be a good marketer to get that customer to follow you off of Amazon, right? And that is about your packaging. It is about your inserts. It is about how Absolutely. the whole unboxing experience and maybe offering them something of value beyond the purchase of, you know, maybe we're going to give a guide out, or maybe we're going to give a warranty that they can come, register for a warranty with us. Something like that where, you know, they're excited about it. If you have a really great product and you provide a really great, if you solve a great problem for them, a lot of, it's funny because my product that I invented, it solves a problem that no other product on the market solves. So people feel compelled to follow us on Facebook, to follow us on social media, to tell other people about this product because they're like, hey, this is really making this nasty thing easy that I used to hate doing. Yeah. And you know, it's saving me so much time and money. And they're just like, I don't have to ask for 5-star reviews. People just get excited about it. And they're like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna leave a review because this is really saving me a lot of time and money. So I don't have to do as much hard work. Now on my other products that are more commodity, because I have, you know, other products that are just, you know, commodity products, and they're just, I have unique designs on them to make them different, right? To give them a boost, right? In value. But on those types of products, I do have to work harder. I have to put an insert in with maybe I'll cross sell. I'll say, hey, you know, you buy from us again, you get 20% off this other product. You know, sign up for our launch list over here and you're going to save on anything new that we launch, that kind of thing. But I've had to get creative. I've had to get more creative with my marketing than the product that I created and is a big problem solver. So I think that, you know, you're bringing that up. You're reminding people that, hey, what are you going to be able to do with this customer beyond that sale on Amazon? You might have spent a whole bunch of money on clicks to make those sales, but if you didn't take the time to plan through that customer buying experience, to map the experience. It's called experience mapping, right? If we didn't take time to map the experience of that customer throughout their journey, and we basically lose it, right? Because if they pay for that product on Amazon and they consider that an Amazon product and there's no branding behind it and they have no reason to ever connect with us again, that money that we spent on that click, gone. We're gonna have to pay for that click again and again and again, and we're not gonna be able to make those additional sales. We will if we move our products up the page and they get more and more popular, because we'll make more organic sales. But in terms of growing our brand and our following, I love what you brought up about that, because it's so, so important for us to build a brand off of Amazon and for us to really think about why the customer would want to connect with us or engage with us after that. So
that all comes down to marketing. It's like, why me? Why now is the question. Why would you buy from me? And why would you buy now? These are the questions. And look, to be honest, like, Russell Brunson says it, but it's 100% true. It's like, one thing that we've got to get good at as entrepreneurs that we're not very good at is getting the credit card out and buying competitor products. So yes. I'll buy products on Amazon, not because I want them, but because I want to see their strategy. How, because I know, like, if somebody's spending $2 on a click and I'm like, well, there's no way they can be profitable at that. I know they've got some strategy going on that is doing exactly what we're talking about. That they're getting the contact details, they're getting them on external lists, and I quite often buy the product just to see the insert, just to see, you know, how is this person doing it. And a good example is, like, you know, I'm selling a book on selling several books on Amazon, but the first page of the book, and this is in the ad as well, it, you know, it says get $738 worth of free bonuses, you know, X, Y, and Z with the book. And then on the very first page of the book, the whole first page is just dedicated to go to this website, put your email in, and you're going to get your bonuses. So about 60%, 65% of people that buy the book will actually go to that website and give me their contact details. So now 65% of people that are buying on Amazon are now, they're now my customers. They're not Amazon's customers anymore. And that's where I can really start to become profitable. Because somebody that does that, somebody that opens the book and they're interested enough to actually go to the website, they're the people that I'm interested in anyway.
Right.
I'm not that interested in a $10 book buyer. I'm interested in, all the book does is get someone to raise their hand and say, hey, I'm a business owner that's interested in marketing.
Yeah.
It's a lead gen strategy. And it's the same with any product you've got out there. If somebody buys a cat basket, for example, you bet that person is just raising their hand and saying, I'm a pet lover and I'm willing to spend money on my pets. Great.
You're the perfect fit for me. Yes, you need to be on my list. Okay.
Yes. And look, if you're doing it right as well, I mean, like, let's, you want to be going into a niche where people are, I call them rabid buyers. They just buy it, they consume everything. So it's like, if somebody buys a power generator from you in the survival niche, then they're going to want to consume all of the information that they can get. So that's a really great opportunity for you to bring them into your ecosystem. But again, it comes back to, you know, a bit of a circular conversation here. It's important to go into a niche you understand and love, because you're going to want to be able to talk about that. So I've come on a marketing blog and a marketing podcast. It's easy for me to have this conversation and talk about it. I couldn't go onto a podcast about photography.
Right.
I just couldn't do it.
Well, you could, but
I wouldn't come across as an expert.
Certainly not. Yeah. I mean, that's a really good way to put it, because, you know, we're not, if we really want to get good at marketing, we're going to have to create content. We have to.
Absolutely.
We need to create content. We need to be engaging with our audience. We need to be growing organically, or we're always going to be paying for clicks, right? And we're not going to have the re-engagement with the person that we paid for to come and visit our site. Right? If we're paying for that click for somebody to come and visit our site, or for somebody to buy from us on Amazon, and we don't have any content for them to follow up with us on, we lose it, right? That's it. We've essentially, we're never gonna get that $2 back. We're just gonna pay the dollar and then, you know, sell the product. And yeah, we might make a little buck, but we're gonna be paying that dollar every single time. So I love what you said about that, because we've got to know we need to be interested in being in engaging with that customer and in building that tribe and finding those, as Russell Brunson said, those 100, you know, perfect fit, raving fans, because then we can find more people like them. That's easy, you know? So I love that. Well, what do you, I mean, I think we've covered pretty much everything we wanted to talk about in terms of marketing and revenue generation and how do we save money on marketing and spend money on marketing, the mindset. I think all of that was so, so valuable. What advice do you have for people just getting started in business and maybe not knowing how to go about, you know, getting started with a marketing plan or a business plan?
Yeah, so if you're just getting started out, I mean, if you're in the research stage, then the best thing to do is like, what have you spent money on in the last 90 days? That's a great place to start. That, you know, sort of disposable income that you didn't have to spend. Where did you spend money? That's a good place to start. And then start looking around to see how accessible are other people. Are you in communities? Are you in Facebook groups? Are you, you know, subscribe to YouTube channel? That's a great place to start. The second thing is, you've got to know why you're doing it. Like, to make money is not enough. So I always say, like, I'm kind of joking, but I'm not really. It's like, if you want to double your income, have a baby. Like, that's, if you want to double your business, have another baby. Every time I have a baby, my income doubles. It's because why I'm doing it is bigger than me. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, let's just be honest, it's hard. It's not an easy thing. Don't fall for the salesmanship out there that says this is easy. It's like growing a business, starting a business and growing a business is not easy. It's like, you have to be committed to it. If you're not committed to it, you it's not going to work for you. So what brings about that commitment is having a reason that you're doing it, that you know what you're doing, you know why you're doing it. So the baby is just a great example, isn't it? It's like, I've got this baby and I'm going to provide for this baby. So therefore there's a necessity for me to do that. So when times get really hard, I'm going to push through those hard times. You know, it's like, I got up at 6:00. Well, this call started at 6:00 for me. So I was up way before that. It's like, you know, it's like, what's going to get me out of bed early in the morning? Well, it's the necessity on the other side of it. If you're just laying there and you don't need the result, you're probably just going to go, oh, turn your alarm clock off and go, oh, she won't mind. She probably didn't want to do the interview either. So know what you do. Really know why you want what you want. Really know why you want it.
I think that's so important. I can't tell. I always tell people, you know, there's so many times that you're going to want to quit because it's not easy. And there's going to be multiple failures along the way. And you need to have a reason that makes you want to push toward your goals. That makes you, you know, I love running my numbers at the very beginning. I love looking at my total addressable market and going, wow, look at the potential there. And then saying, okay, you know, there is a reason to keep driving forward. I haven't even scraped the surface. And, you know, and that deep down why, you know, that deep down why, that's going to get you past all those excuses. So great advice. Absolutely. What about books or motivational materials? What kind of podcasts are you listening to? What books are you reading right now?
Yep. So I've got one right in front of me. So this is what I'm actually reading right now. High Performance Habits by Brendon Burchard.
Awesome.
This is a great book because I really didn't want, this is one of those books that I bought for market research and I really didn't want to read it. And I really didn't want to like Brendon Burchard. I really didn't. But
he got
over
you,
a period of time, it's like, he's managed to get me into the book. He's managed to get me reading the book. He's managed to get me engaged with the content. And it's a great example of how you buy a book on Amazon. And he's used strategies outside of that to get me actually engaged in the book. And now, you know, I'm going to end up giving him more money. It's like, he's done it to me.
He's a good marketer right there. That's awesome. Yeah,
exactly right. So, look, the mindset stuff is super important. Like the actual techniques, the actual strategies are not that difficult. Like, you go to the Amazon pay-per-click interface, it's not that complicated. It's really not that complicated. It's like anybody can figure out how to do that very, very quickly. But it's like, unless your mind is right, unless you're in the right place. When I start working with clients, really the first question I ask them, or the first thing that we have to uncover, is why are you not doing what you already know how to do that you know will get results? Well, we ask the question, what have you done, Amy, in the last 90 days or the last, 6 months that has worked? And then why did you stop it? So virtually everybody, like if we sit down with virtually everybody, it's like that there's stuff that's worked over the last X amount of time and they've stopped doing it. It's like, why did you stop doing what was working? And that's a mindset thing. It's like their mind has sabotaged them. Their mind has taken them away from success. So without actually working through those, if people can get in the right mindset, then the success is pretty automatic, really, because like I said, the actual platforms themselves, they're not that complicated. They're not that difficult.
Yes, I love that. Why did you stop doing it? You're going to have me asking that question to myself today.
Like, definition of an entrepreneur, Amy, find something that works and stop doing it.
Yes.
Go on to something new. We finally got a product that's working. What should we do? Launch another one.
Start over,
exactly. Been there, done that. Have that t-shirt.
Well, tell us a little bit more about your book and how we can get your book. And then also, how can our people reach you if they're wanting to reach out and do some business with Cody? Yeah, how do they absolutely. Do that?
Yeah, so the book's obviously available on Amazon. I've got a couple of books for sale on Amazon. You can go to the90daymarketingplan.biz or visit codybutler.com. Any of those will push you in the right direction. And if you want to get in touch with me, then usual suspects, LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm not difficult to find. I don't hide. So I'm very easy. Anybody that wants to find me can just Google Cody Butler, go to codybutler.com, Facebook, LinkedIn, any of those.
Very good. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you got some pretty cool bonuses on your book too. First thing, everybody, go check out on Amazon, the 90-day marketing plan. So very good. Well, thank you, Cody. I really enjoyed this conversation today. I enjoyed talking about, I love this stuff. I love talking about marketing. I love talking about customers. I love talking about engagement and how we can all do better in our businesses and grow and learn. So love having you on the show today. Thank you so much for being here. Everyone else, please don't forget, as Andy always reminds you, to rate, review, and subscribe. And let us know if there's any guests that you'd like us to have on the show. We're happy to bring those to the show and let us know what you want to learn about, what you want to hear about. And we absolutely love hearing from you. So reach out to us anytime, Andy or I on LinkedIn or Facebook. We love hearing from you guys, love hearing how you're doing, and love hearing what you want to know more about, because we're here to serve. We love doing this. And thank you guys for listening today. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you next week on the Seller Roundtable.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com and amazingathome.com.